My friends, we've all done it. Past street people without seeming to see, hear, or smell them sitting on the sidewalk or standing on the median in the roadway begging. We usually encounter them when we're dressed up to go out for dinner or to the theater or on a vacation in a strange city, or even on our downtown mall. We might catch sight of their shoeless feet and hear the request, "Got any spare change?" Immediately our guard goes up, and we pretend not to notice their existence, let alone their need. Chances are they'll probably just spend it on money or booze or drugs anyway. Bartimaeus, too, was sitting by the side of the road, blind and useless, exiled into destitution because of his blindness. Bartimaeus had given up. His loss of sight had also lost him most of his friends and made him an outsider to those who considered themselves fortunate enough not to be in his condition. Bartimaeus had been sitting by the side of the road for years, pulling his cloak around him as a shelter against the rain, the cold, the dogs, and the crowd. He didn't move. Now and then his hand would appear from under his cloak to receive a coin or some bread. This particular day in Jericho is no different, except that the blind Bartimaeus detects an unusual level of commotion. He couldn't see the crowd, nor Jesus and the disciples, but he could hear them as they passed by. As Jesus passed by, Bartimaeus opened his cloak and shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The crowd tried to shut him up, but he screamed all the louder, "Son of David, have pity on me." There was no way Bartimaeus was going to be silent because he had nothing to lose. And somehow Jesus heard Bartimaeus and called to him. And the crowd, the same people who had done everything to silence Bartimaeus, brought him to Jesus. And in a way, the crowd's voices now become a kind of resurrection chorus, if you will, urging Bartimaeus to rise up and to answer Jesus' call. "What do you want me to do for you?" Notice Jesus' question to Bartimaeus. Jesus doesn't say, "What do you want me to give you?" Instead, Bartimaeus is asking for a response to his prayer. "Master, I want my dignity. I want to have a good job and to be able to support myself. I want my life back. I want to stop begging. I don't want people to push me around and ignore me as if I never existed. Master, I would like to see." There were so many things Bartimaeus could have said. Brothers and sisters, we know the rest of the story. Not a word that mentions the man's blindness, not a gesture or a touch directed toward his eyes. Only, "Be on your way. Your faith has saved you, has healed you." Bartimaeus had spent an entire lifetime seeing nothing, and in one incredible instant, he could see everything. He could see Jesus. Then Bartimaeus, no longer blind, throws off the trappings of a life of begging and goes his way, which is the way of Jesus, the way that leads to Jerusalem, the city of passion, death, and resurrection. My friends, most people's blindness isn't physical, but spiritual. The old saying is true that there are none so blind as those who will not see, and none so deaf as those who will not hear. Most of us have some blind spots, be it cultural, political, religious, psychological. We may be blinded by passions or ambition or unforgiveness. We may not see clearly or think clearly because of a grudge. In today's scriptures, we are offered a picture of how closely God moves towards us and offers us ways out of our exiles, our alienations and darkness. Jesus comes to restore our sight, to see God's presence in our lives, and to heal us of our blindness to the sins of selfishness and hatred that sometimes we too easily explain away. Jesus comes to open our eyes, to recognize the Spirit of God in every person, and to discern the way of God in all things. Jesus opens our eyes as well as our hearts and spirits to new images of a world made whole by the grace of God, of lives transformed by the love of God. Brothers and sisters, as we approach the close of this liturgical year, have our eyes really been opened? Have we been enabled to leave behind whatever prevents us from living our Christian faith fully? Have we accepted the Christian responsibilities that are ours as baptized followers of Jesus in our own personal lives, in our families, in our relationships with others, at the workplace? How open have we become to the action of the Spirit in our lives? Have we learned to recognize God's reign present in the poor and the unassuming, as well as in those who struggle with their prosperity, in the people who are burdened with doubt and insecurity? My friends, on this Eucharistic table today, we will offer bread and wine. That's what our eyes of faith will see. Because in this bread, blessed and broken, we will see Christ's body. And in the wine, blessed and shared, we will see Christ's blood. In opening our eyes to the sacrifice of the cross, our souls will see the mystery of his presence here at our table. The mystery of the one who sees all. Because life with Jesus is the continuing adventure of seeing again. According to our gospel today, you may recall, many rebuked Bartimaeus, telling him to keep silent. We have the same today. Many rebuke us, telling us to keep silent, not to bring up all that spiritual stuff and the real issues of the Spirit. But like Bartimaeus, we cry out all the louder our deepest and most heartfelt needs when Jesus stops before us and asks, "What is it you really want me to do for you?" Lord Jesus, we want to see. We want clarity. We want light. We want hope. Help us open our eyes and stop pretending that we don't see the hurt of those who mean the most to us and who need us the most. Help us to stop pretending that our behavior is not our fault when it really is. Help us see the possibilities for doing good even when we are hurting. Open our eyes to be more compassionate and see the problems of others, even though we have problems of our own. Lord Jesus, help us see our own brokenness. And please heal us. take away our blind spots and help us to acknowledge our sinfulness and to seek your forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, today the Lord Jesus can do for us what he did for Bartimaeus, the blind man. So let's not keep him waiting. Amen.